Hey there, welcome to another Truth Talk where we have real, raw, and honest conversations about life. My name is Jessica Hoddle and I'm your host. Before I get started into today's topic, in case you're new here or this is your first time, first of all, welcome. So excited that you're here. But we are continuing this conversation that I have been talking about in regards to studying your Bible and addressing the lies that we believe about who we think God is towards us, especially meaning, you know, God doesn't love me, God doesn't care about me. And this is all inside of my 4-week Know Your Worth study that I created for you for free. And today's topic, A Better Way to Pray, is something that I really wanted to include in this study because I think so many of us often want to pray from defeat, or we pray for the things that we already see instead of praying into things that we don't see and living by faith and knowing that, you know, God has given us everything that we need pertaining to life and godliness. When it comes to praying, I think many of us can relate to the times where we pray and it feels like nothing is happening, right? It feels like, why am I doing this? Nothing seems to be physically happening. I don't see anything happening. And you begin to think like, why am I even doing this? You know, you pray, you don't see anything come to pass. And, you know, especially in a time frame that you think it should, right? And then your heart, it starts to get kind of weary in that time, especially in the times that you've been praying. And you probably think, you know, hey, God, like, did my prayers get lost in space somewhere? Did they not make sense? Where are you? Hey, God, can you hear me? I mean, let's just be honest. Raise your hand if you've ever had this conversation with God. Like, do you hear me? Does anybody hear me? And I think we could probably all relate to that at some point in our life, in our journey, and in our walk with the Father. But as you get closer, and as you begin to know His character and nature, and you begin to believe His word, and know, of course, you know, He always hears us because we have the Holy Spirit in us. And now we're in communion with Him because of Jesus. Scripture tells us that there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. Not angels, not power, not principalities. There's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. So if there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God, that means that there is nothing that you can say or not say that He won't know about. Can that just bring comfort to you right now, today, as you're hearing these words, that He hears you? Even if you feel like nobody else listens to you, if you feel like nobody else cares what you're saying, let me remind you that God does care. He cares about you. He cares about what you're saying to Him. He cares about how you're saying it. He cares about your heart. He just cares about all of it. But most importantly, I want us to think about the prayers that we're coming from. Are we praying from a victim mentality? Are we begging God? Or are we actually standing on what the Word of God says and praying that into existence? Because we always want to be partnering with God and His Word of what He says as we move through our prayer. I think that prayer is something that the enemy can try to use against us when we have those impatient personalities, right? The enemy can begin to convince us that our prayers aren't getting answered and that God just doesn't care. And so not feeling heard can really be traced back to our relationships here on earth. Now, let's just have a heart-to-heart here for a moment. Is that, how do you begin to feel when you think your friends, your family, or your spouse don't listen to you or acknowledge what you share with them? You probably feel like you are not seen or heard, right? You may begin to think that what you say doesn't matter. What's the point? Who cares? And then after a while, you might start to become silent, act out with your hurt feelings, or live your life from this lie that nobody cares, right? If we begin to translate that into the kingdom, we can see, and into the dark side, I guess you could say, the evil side. The dark side makes me think of Star Wars, but side note. And maybe I just want to rabbit trail, but we can see how the enemy works in this deceit, right? Our impatience comes in, then we begin to compare it. We begin to trace it back to the relationships here on this earth. And we begin to think, okay, well, God isn't responding. And it's just like everybody else here that treats me. Nobody really cares. Nobody's listening to me. And we just want to kind of throw our hands up. It reminds us how easy our relationships here on earth can have an impact on our relationship with the Father. But the good news is that our relationship with the Father can affect our relationships on earth. So it goes both ways. But I want to encourage you to take an evaluation of your heart right now, of what's going on in your soul. Are you allowing relationships here on this earth impact your relationship with the Father? Are you viewing the Father through pain, through hurt feelings or whatever it is, even joy, right? How are you viewing your relationship with the Father? Which is affecting which? Because which relationship you choose to lead with will change the course of how you live on this earth. Here are a few things to think about with prayer. Praying is not about creating a result. Praying is not trying to make God your magic genie, right? God is not your genie, and it's not the goal for him to just give you everything that you want or to create a result. You know, praying is not complaining to God in prayer. It's really what changes the atmosphere around you. So we want to think about when we're praying that we're not complaining to God. That, you know, praying is not a time of prayer where it's about accusations and pointing the finger. Again, when I said earlier about leading prayer with the Word of God, and I don't know anywhere in the Word of God where it talks about blaming other people, right? I want to speak life over my situation. I want God's justice. I want His heart. I want His will over every area of my life, because if I try to throw in my own kind of feelings and emotions, it's probably just going to end up in chaos anyway. So praying is definitely not about creating result. It's not about, you know, making God your genie. It's not about complaining. And it's not about accusations or pointing the finger. Now, let's talk about what praying is, right? Praying is your time. It's your time of prayer with your relationship with God. That's it. I want you to think about praying is about your relationship. Prayer is how you communicate with God. I want you to think about becoming co-laborers with Him. You're setting up this atmosphere to bring heaven to earth. I don't know about you, that just gets me really excited. It champions my heart because it takes the weight off of me and I become this intercessor for basically what happens here, maybe in my sphere or around the world or wherever it is, but I become a co-laborer with God and set up the atmosphere to bring heaven to earth. Your prayers are not small. They're not insignificant, but we want to make sure that what we're praying aligns with the Word of God and that we're speaking life, we're speaking truth, we're speaking justice, we're speaking righteous, we're speaking His will over our life and over our circumstances. You're already a victor. You're already a winner. You don't have to fight to win. You don't have to fight to prove yourself. You do not have to fight to earn your way into the kingdom of God. See, God works through His church, and His church is you. You get to partner with God to begin to create change here on earth, which is why we can't just get wrapped up in what we see, right? We have to begin to live in a place where we just are, again, living by faith, and we're not living by what we see. Our faith is not lived out by what we see. Because if I just lived by what I saw, I'll tell you, I'd be discouraged a lot. Because we do a lot of things every single day that we don't see some kind of big outcome, or it's not like we won the $1 million or we earned, you know, XYZ revenue or got this six pack overnight. It's often those little moments every single day until we arrive one day in a very small short window to that particular goal. And guess what? The rest of it is adventurous again with the Father. The rest of it is those moments of the unseen that produces in a short time what we see, right? I want us to think about how the unseen world and that it moves and in shifts in your communion with the Father. When our mouth speaks out, "I submit to God," as you resist the devil, Scripture tells us the enemy has to flee. We may not see this happening with our physical eyes, but we believe it's happening because our faith in Jesus says it does. 1 Timothy 2:1-2 says, "Therefore, I exhort first of all that all supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence." These verses, we can see a couple different kinds of prayers. We see prayer of supplication, which means to make specific requests, where we plead humbly before the Father. And supplication is really a form of prayer. Paul goes on to say that prayers and intercession. So intercession is praying on behalf of others. Paul ends by reminding us that giving thanks is also a form of prayer. As you continue to go through that verse, it tells us that who it is for and why we do it. Prayer is for all men in authority so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. This doesn't mean that we don't encounter suffering or hard times, right? We know that is true. We already know that we're going to encounter suffering, but our communion with God in prayer keeps us humble and it keeps God the focus, the redeemer, and the restorer. No matter what you feel, there is a truth to overcome it, period. He wouldn't and didn't leave you defenseless against the enemy. We want to lay hold of the promise in our hearts before we ever even see it with our eyes, allowing it to become so real that nothing that comes along can persuade you otherwise. I want you to get into the Word of God. What does He say about, you know, what does He say about who He is, right? We want to think about His character and nature, but what does He say about this particular topic? I want you to begin to read His Word and create these visions in your heart about the calling that He has for you, about the prayers on your heart. Just, I want Him to form this vision so that nothing and no one can ever shake you from it, because you've spent time with the Father. You know what He has to say. You've created this vision. You see it before you even see it, right? And you're standing on it. God gave Abraham a promise, and it would be years before Abraham ever saw it. We have to be willing to ask ourselves, have I been putting my faith in my timeline or God's? Are my relationship experiences here on earth affecting my view of the Father and our relationship? And do I only believe what I see? So let me encourage you and remind you that prayer shifts the atmosphere. You get to be a change agent here on earth, no matter what your past looks like. I don't even want you to go there. I don't want to hear about all the things that you've done, all the ways that you've messed up. Hey, we have a great God, right? We have the Father who says, it's the goodness of who I am that leads you into repentance. It's who I am that I want to see you become better. So we get to pray. We get to pray from a place of victory. Like I said, we get to pray scripture over our circumstance. We get to partner with scripture. I want to believe what God says, even if I don't feel it or see it, but I'm going to stand on it. Friend, pray with confidence, pray with authority, pray with the power that you've been given. I want you to pray from a place of a co-heir. I want you to pray from a place of being that co-laborer with Christ and that you are seated in heavenly places, right? I want you to think about the crown that you get to wear every single day. I know that for many of us, that sounds cheesy almost, but it's God's word. He says these things about us. And I know that the world has kind of made it seem flashy and really cute and really quotey, and it's lost its weight because of that. But it's true. It's still true, no matter how watered down the world may have made it seem. And it carries a lot of impact. I want you to think of this better way to pray, coming from a place of authority, of power, right? I want to think about being co-laborers with Christ. What does that look like? Changing the atmosphere around you, bringing heaven to earth, and being the changing agent here on earth. Be sure to head to the link in the show notes. Grab your Know Your Worth study. At the time of this recording, it may not be out yet. I'm recording in December. But if you're listening to this in January 2021, it is yours. It is free. And there are some different options as well for you with the study. But I'm so excited to hear how God is going to be working through you with this study. So again, you can come find me on Instagram, Jessica Hoddle. Snag your study for free. I want to hear how you plan to use it. And I just cannot wait to see what God does in you and through you. Thank you so much for taking the time to leave a rating and review. It just helps spread the word about the podcast and get it out there. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon. Have you ever felt like you weren't good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, thin enough, strong enough, worthy enough, or doing enough? If so, then my book, Know Your Worth, is for you. It's not uncommon to feel inadequate, whether it's issues surrounding your career, relationships, or finances. You will discover gems to apply to your own life as I take you through my journey of how I was able to overcome pain by realizing my worth wasn't tied into things or people, but God. In my book, Know Your Worth, I will show you how to stop settling for relationships that do nothing but cause you pain, how to refuse to settle for anything less than God's best for your life, and how to recognize that no matter what your past looks like, it doesn't have to be your future. Go to jessicahoddle.com/books to get a copy of Know Your Worth today.